we're just aiming to create the best, most beautiful stage, operatic, musical art piece work, and that's what we're aiming for, and that you can judge it, you know, and that the public will be able to judge it and enjoy it in the same way as they would enjoy and judge and appreciate any other professional or classical piece, whether they would see it, you know, in an opera house or in a school hall. It's that, and it's about creating something that everybody who's in it is very proud to be part of it, and us creating something that we're extremely proud to create as a contemporary theatrical musical piece. John McElduff here. I'm the director of the show in Carlow. Today we're getting to see everybody who's auditioning for the show. And auditioning isn't really the right word. We're getting everybody who wants to be involved to come along and to sing, to do a workshop with them. And so is that we get to see them, get to see what kind of people they are, get to see what kind of singers they are. And they get to work a bit with us and see whether that's something that could be interesting for them.
You're going to sing the thing constantly in your head. So as I point to you, you sing out.
In fondo l'anima che
on raglan road.
Tony Murray from Burroughs, County Carlow, and I'm a retired postman. Music is my interest, so I said I'd come for the fun, the crack and the enjoyment of it and just see what the experience was like, and I wasn't disappointed. It was fantastic, the afternoon.
My name is Mary McSweeney, and I did work with Carlow County Council as a clerical officer. I'm now unemployed. It was an opportunity to do something that I felt I would always love to do, but never had the opportunity. So now the opportunity has arisen, I've jumped on the bandwagon.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings.
My name is Philip Ryan, and I think it's a fantastic idea to do something about a place like Carlow, which is really rich in history.
Listen to me and I'll tell you of the Spaniard who blighted my life, la la la.
My name is Brian Irvine and I'm a composer. Today we had three working sessions. We had maybe about 70 people or something. It actually does make it really exciting. I mean, everyone can sing and everyone has a different kind of character to their voice. Very eclectic mix of singers from different backgrounds, country singers, classic singers, rock singers and so. When you put them all together and you ask them to sing collectively as a chorus, they make the most fantastic sound.
I'm Fergus Shield and I'm the conductor of this opera. I'm also the person who came up with the whole idea and put the whole thing together. Along the way, you kind of think, oh my God, am I mad? You know, are there singers out there? Are there people who'd be interested? And so today was a really reaffirming day that so many people turned up. Fantastic singers, wonderful voices, wonderful people, wonderful individuals. And we only got to see a little bit of them, but I can't wait to work more with them now over the next year.
My name's Damien Furlong. I'm a bar manager in a hotel here in Carlow. I felt that I wanted to knock myself out of my own displacency and take on something that I've never done before.
They're talking about running it for three nights. I think it would be very sad if it were run for three nights and then just put on a shelf someplace or other. If it's really good enough, perhaps it is something that could be taken around to other counties in Ireland.
I'd love to see as many people from Carlow and the locality actually joining in any aspect, either on stage, behind stage, to get involved in it. And personally, what I'd love to see when all this is over is actually a musical society actually starting up again in Carlow.
The nice thing about this project is that it's kind of growing organically. You know, we're doing these sessions and that actually gives us some launch pad and some inspiration to find the stories in and around that. I think we're in a very good position now to go on and take some of the things that we find today and develop them.
In terms of what the piece is going to sound like, it's something that is quite fragmented. Some scenes may focus around just one simple line that we find very interesting that opens up a whole story that we then build into a larger body of choral work.
We need to write the piece now to match the people that we have. So that's going to be an interesting process. But it feels more concrete, more real. We're nearly there. It's the end of the beginning.